Chapter 6 Self-Driving Cars and How They Will Change Traffic as We Know It. Among all the latest advances in artificial intelligence, one of the technologies with the greatest potential to radically change our daily lives, economy, and society in general is that of self-driving cars. In this chapter, you will discover information and fundamental data about the development of autonomous cars, as well as the advantages and disadvantages of their introduction into our society. Also, we talk about the experiments that different countries are doing with autonomous cars, as well as which companies will possibly be the first to introduce them to the market. Question number 51. What are autonomous vehicles and self-driving cars? Amid all the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, one of the technologies with the greatest potential to impact our daily lives, the economy, and society as a whole is that of self-driving cars. Do you know what an autonomous vehicle is? Autonomous vehicles can include cars as well as ships and planes. Also known as driverless cars, self-driving cars, or automated cars, these vehicles are created to be able to go from one location to the next without any input from a human operator. Currently, all cars that offer some form of self-driving ability still rely on humans to be able to take over at the steering wheel if necessary. However, in the future, autonomous cars will probably not even have steering wheels, turning each of the vehicle's occupants into passengers, allowing them plenty of time to do what they wish during the ride. Although it may be hard to imagine driving without ever needing to be in control of your car, this idea is well on its way to becoming a reality, and with it will come enormous implications for our day-to-day lives. Question number 52. What are the biggest benefits of self-driving cars? There will probably be more benefits to self-driving vehicles in the future than we can even imagine now. Here are just 8 of the key benefits that we can expect. 1. Greater safety on the streets. According to recent statistics, between 1.2 and 1.4 million people die in car accidents every year around the world. Worrying about drunk drivers and drivers distracted by their cell phones will no longer be an issue with autonomous cars. With the car's computers monitoring its surroundings, the streets will be safer not only for the car's occupants, but for pedestrians, cyclists, and other drivers and passengers as well. 2. Decreased hospital expenses. With fewer car accidents, we will also see a reduction in hospital expenses from the decrease in injuries caused by these accidents. Within the U.S. alone, the total cost associated with roadway crashes in 2012 was $212 billion. 3. Increased productivity. Because the car will be responsible for all the driving and navigational duties, everyone in the car can work, play, or study during their trip. This will impact businesses, whose workers will gain back time previously lost to commuting, as well as individuals who can enjoy spending personal time between destinations. 4. Faster distribution for businesses. With navigational systems that can determine the quickest routes and calculate updates along the way, deliveries can be made more efficiently, positively impacting individual businesses and the overall economy. 5. Improved traffic efficiency. Because autonomous cars will not have the improper driving habits of humans, there will be better traffic flow and less congestion. An additional advantage of this will be that police officers will not need to focus nearly as much on traffic-related accidents, incidents, or tickets, leaving them more time to spend on other important law enforcement issues. 6. Fewer parking problems. Because self-driving car services will be able to pick up and drop off passengers, operating around the clock, fewer parking lots will be needed, allowing more space to be used for other purposes, such as commercial and residential buildings. In many countries, a large amount of space is designated for parking lots. For example, according to current estimates, there are nearly 2 billion parking spaces in the United States. 7. Cheaper mobility options. Using self-driving car services will make it more affordable for people to get where they need to go, as fewer people will need to own or lease cars, thereby eliminating the need for them to pay for car insurance, fuel, or repairs. Already, it is estimated that self-driving taxis would be roughly 60% less expensive than current taxi fares, because no taxi drivers would be needed. 8. Fewer negative environmental impacts. Many of the self-driving cars will run on renewable energy sources or electricity, which will result in the emission of fewer climate and health-damaging gases like carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxide. Also, since self-driving cars will always go from point A to point B using the most efficient route possible, they will require less fuel, regardless of which type of fuel is being used, than human drivers, thus cutting down on overall energy consumption. These are just a few examples of the kinds of positive changes we can expect to experience as self-driving cars become more prominent and available. Question number 53. What are the potential challenges with self-driving cars? Traditionally, cars have played an important role in the design considerations for major cities, including details such as the building of roads and the design and placement of parking lots. Cars have also traditionally played a crucial role in the ability of people to get around as, in the past, most people's ability to be mobile has been dependent on their personal vehicles. All of that will likely change as self-driving cars become more popular. As mentioned earlier, these autonomous cars will offer many benefits, including safer roads and reduced health costs. However, moving forward, there are also some daunting challenges that will need to be tackled by governments and scientists, which include the following five. 1. Data security. Self-driving cars will depend in large part on the data that can be collected and used to optimize their performance. This raises numerous privacy and security concerns that will need to be addressed. A report developed by Intel and Strategy Analytics called Accelerating the Future, the Economic Impact of the Emerging Passenger Economy, describes the situation in the following way. The who, what, where, and when of our lives will be captured and stored. The points of entry will cover our smartphones, our vehicles, our credit cards, and potentially a number of sensory inputs tied to personal security and biometrics. Firms without rigorous data security measures and vigilance will quickly face consumer and regulatory backlash. Governments at the national and regional levels should start considering the guidelines that should be in place now, while the technologies are still relatively new, to ensure that self-driving cars can be utilized in a manner that protects consumer privacy. 2. Unexpected situations. It will be complicated for self-driving cars to be programmed to correctly interpret and respond to every possible scenario, such as being waved down by a pedestrian or detecting an unfamiliar object in the roadway. 3. Ethical issues. With ethical challenges in mind, researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, also called MIT, designed what they called the Moral Machine, which allows people to see what they might do in certain situations that could happen with a self-driving car, like in the event of the death of a passenger or hitting a pedestrian. Part of the reason why this tool is so interesting is because it showcases the kinds of moral dilemmas we could be faced with while using a self-driving car. You can view this tool at moralmachine.mit.edu. That's moralmachine.mit.edu. 4. Adapting to weather conditions. Self-driving cars will need to be able to quickly shift the way they operate in response to changing weather patterns, such as falling hailstones or slippery roads due to heavy rain. According to John Leonard, a roboticist at MIT, snow is a particularly difficult condition for self-driving car sensors to recognize, a problem that is currently being worked on by several experts in the field. 5. Public acceptance. Perhaps the toughest challenge of all will be convincing the public to understand and accept that self-driving cars are safer than traditional vehicles. In March of 2018, a pedestrian was killed by a self-driving car operated by Uber in the American state of Arizona. Even though self-driving cars are generally safer than regular cars, this type of unfortunate accident highlights the fact that they still need a lot more testing and development before they can be on the streets everywhere. Opponents of self-driving cars also argue that their test drives should not be conducted in urban areas where there are lots of pedestrians. These are just a few of the challenges and issues that companies, individuals, and governments will need to consider as self-driving cars become more widely available. Perhaps the toughest challenge of all will be convincing the public to understand and accept that self-driving cars are safer than traditional vehicles. Personally, I believe that politicians and world leaders will need to be educated about the benefits and challenges surrounding self-driving cars so that they can be better prepared to lead legislatively, creating solutions for potential problems before these kinds of cars enter the market on a large scale. Question number 54. What are the different levels of self-driving car technologies? At the time of this writing, there is still a long way to go for companies to develop driverless cars that can travel between locations without any human input or intervention. To better explain this process, SAE International, a global association of engineers and related technical experts in the aerospace, automotive, and commercial vehicle industries, has developed a list of 6 levels of automation that will need to occur for cars to be able to be used without a human driver. This list can help people to understand the incremental development process necessary to achieve fully autonomous vehicles. Within the first 3 levels, human drivers are required to monitor the driving environment, while in the final 3 levels, the automatic driving system takes over this task. Here are the levels, as laid out by SAE. Level 0, no automation. At this level, the human driver maintains 100% control, performing all tasks, even when receiving warnings from car systems. Level 1, driver assistance. At level 1, small and specific functions, like steering, can be done automatically by the car, but all other functions are under human control. Level 2, partial automation. At level 2, the human driver is still responsible for primary tasks, but the assistance system in the car can help with some elements of the driving experience, like acceleration or deceleration, by using information detected about the driving environment. A driver is still required to be ready and able to take control at any point. Tesla's autopilot has remained at this level since 2014. Level 3, conditional automation. At level 3, the car can drive under most conditions, even performing tasks like changing lanes, but can also ask the driver to take control as needed. The driver may also choose to intervene at any time, but is not required to monitor the environment in the same way that they would in the earlier 3 phases. Level 4, high automation. At level 4, the car has the ability to drive in nearly any situation without human input. Cars at this level can be programmed not to drive in severe weather conditions. Google's self-driving cars have been test driving at this level. Level 5, full automation. At level 5, vehicles use a fully automated system that can handle even the most difficult conditions without any human intervention. Manufacturers of self-driving cars are competitively racing to get their vehicles to level 4 or 5, since the first ones to achieve these levels will be able to grab a higher portion of the market. However, the success of any company's vehicles will depend not only on the capabilities of their technologies, but also on the legislation in place and the readiness of the cities where they are implemented to accommodate autonomous cars, as we'll discuss in a later section of this chapter. Question number 55. What makes self-driving cars possible? There is a tremendous amount of advanced technology that goes into the development of self-driving cars. The process is extremely complex, which is one of the reasons why it takes so long to create such a vehicle. In fact, it can take many years to get the design right. Regardless of the time it takes to build a self-driving vehicle, it is vitally important for cities all over the world to start preparing now for the eventuality that they will someday be on the road. Here are some of the specific details about the technology involved in the creation of self-driving cars, as well as what makes these vehicles so unique and capable of driving unaided on the streets. According to McKinsey & Company, there are 10 elements that make a self-driving car possible. These include 1. Actuation. This refers to the creation of the steering, braking, and acceleration elements. 2. Cloud. Self-driving vehicles will navigate with the help of maps, traffic data, and algorithms, and will therefore need to be connected to the cloud. 3. Perception and object analysis. Since these vehicles will need to be able to detect and maneuver around obstacles, this is one of the most important elements that needs to be developed. 4. Drive control. For the car to be able to move, it will need to convert the algorithm output into a drive signal. 5. Decision making. This is simply the vehicle's ability to plan its own route and the maneuvers required to arrive at its destination. 6. Localization and mapping. To safely operate on roadways, a self-driving car must be able to put together data, which will include environmental information, mapping, and vehicle localization. 7. Analytics. A self-driving vehicle will also be able to detect problems within its own system. This will include design flaws and repair recommendations. 8. Middleware or operating system. This is the software needed to run the algorithms and is essential to proper functioning of the vehicle. 9. Computer hardware. Developers have been working on a high-performance system with low power consumption for these vehicles, which they have been able to produce as a system on a chip, also called SoC. 10. Sensors. Detecting obstacles is a crucial function of a self-driving vehicle, and as such, there will need to be many sensors incorporated into the design. These will include LiDAR, sonar, radar, and cameras. While the idea of a self-driving car has been around for many years, turning it into a reality takes a very long time. It requires sophisticated technology to develop all the important elements necessary to produce a practical automobile that can function safely on the road. Despite a long development process, it is essential that countries and cities begin to prepare now for the inevitability of self-driving cars on the roads in the near future. Question number 56. When will self-driving cars be ready to hit the streets? With all the buzz around autonomous cars, you might be curious as to when you'll be able to purchase one for yourself. This is a difficult question to answer, as the release of these kinds of cars for consumer use is limited by several factors, including tests by the car makers to ensure that the vehicles manufactured are safe. Here are the most current estimated timelines for the release of self-driving cars, as predicted by different manufacturers. Tesla. Tesla is currently on the forefront of the technology behind self-driving cars. Elon Musk, the CEO and co-founder of Tesla, estimates that by the year 2019, his company will be able to produce Level 4 self-driving cars that will be able to operate without input from a human driver. Audi and NVIDIA. These companies believe that they will be able to have autonomous vehicles on the market by 2020. Audi also estimates that it will launch Level 3 autonomous cars by 2018, while NVIDIA says its self-driving car computer systems will be ready by the end of the year 2018. Ford. Even the oldest car maker in the world, Ford, is participating in autonomous vehicle technologies and predicts that its self-driving vehicles will be ready for consumers by 2021. Volvo. This company believes it will have its first models of autonomous vehicles on the road by 2021. Volvo is also running a large autonomous driving project called Drive Me, which was designed to test its self-driving vehicles using human drivers in Gothenburg, Sweden. Honda. By its own estimates, Honda will likely be one of the slower car makers to get driverless vehicles on the road. It currently expects to have Level 4 autonomous cars available by 2025, but is seeking to be able to release these cars at an affordable price of just $20,000. Waymo. This is Google's self-driving car project, which has already logged over 3 million miles on public roads. As of this time, information has not been released regarding an exact date for the use of this technology or which car makers it will be used with. While you may think that Tesla and Google would be the primary leaders in self-driving car technologies simply based on their own estimates, A study conducted by Navigant Research has revealed that, surprisingly, the current leaders are Ford and General Motors, followed by Renault, Nissan, Alliance, and Daimler. This is good news for traditional car manufacturers. The same study placed Google's project, Waymo, at 6th place and Tesla at 12th place. The criteria used for this study included factors such as the go-to-market strategies, production competence, technology, staying power, sales, marketing, and distribution. Meanwhile, the transportation network company Lyft has announced that the majority of its rides will be offered through self-driving cars by 2021. Lyft has made a strategic partnership with General Motors and Nutonomy, a company that makes a version of software that serves self-driving cars. Lyft's main competitor, Uber, has also embraced new technologies and has already begun to test self-driving cars in Pittsburgh and Arizona. Most likely, self-driving cars will be introduced to the public roads in stages, using various levels of the technology under tightly controlled conditions in limited locations. However, they will probably come sooner than we may expect, bringing about huge changes to cities, job markets, and services, as we'll discuss in a later section of this book. Business Insider estimates that by 2020, there will be over 10 million self-driving cars on the roads, but full adoption of self-driving technologies will probably take place by roughly 2030. Several of the delivery services have already started to test the use of self-driving cars. In a test being run in Las Vegas, people have been able to have Domino's Pizza delivered to them by a Ford self-driving car. The customer places his order and is provided with a code. When the self-driving car arrives, the customer types the code into a device on the exterior of the vehicle. A car window then automatically opens, and the customer retrieves his pizza. To see it with your own eyes, I recommend watching a short video on YouTube to understand completely how it works. You can find that video, titled Self-Driving Pizza Delivery Car, at YouTube.com. In November of 2018, Ford also teamed up with Walmart to test the use of its self-driving cars for delivering groceries to Walmart customers. This test started in Miami, but according to Ford, it will be expanded to 800 stores across the United States. After seeing these types of examples, it's safe to say that self-driving delivery services will soon expand beyond pizza and groceries, and in the near future will probably be used for almost any type of product that can be delivered. Question number 57. Which countries and cities will be first to test self-driving vehicles? In their insightful book on autonomous vehicles entitled Driverless, Intelligent Cars and the Road Ahead, authors Hod Lipson and Melba Kerman point out that self-driving cars will first be used in specific areas, saying, "The first autonomous vehicles will appear in special environments before they appear on mainstream roads. Mines and farms already use autonomous vehicles. Freight trucking will likely also be an early adopter. In cities, at first, driverless car adoption will be cautious, taking the form of low-speed shuttles that drive slowly in enclosed and structured environments such as airports or resorts." Next, we'll explore a few of the places that have already begun to implement driverless car technologies and tests. Finland and the driverless robot bus. The testing of slow-speed, self-driving shuttles has already begun in Finland, my home country, as of 2016. One of the primary reasons why Finland is a pioneer of autonomous vehicle technologies is because it is legal to operate driverless vehicles in real traffic situations in that country. Finland was also one of the first countries to adopt the mindset that self-driving vehicles should first serve public transportation rather than individual cars. This belief makes sense when you consider the concerns of city planning, public safety, traffic congestion levels, and the environmental benefits offered by this technology. The company behind the original robot bus test project is called Soyo. Hari Santamala, a project director for the company, who is also a director of the Smart Mobility Program at Helsinki Metropolia University of Applied Sciences, shared a brief description of the bus. "These small robot buses are programmed to drive a certain route, which differs from what big car companies are developing, which is self-driving cars that can go anywhere and with whoever is driving them. In early tests, the speed of these buses was set to 11 kilometers, about 7 miles per hour. Similar forms of robot buses are expected to begin testing soon in Norway. Norwegians are currently the world leaders in the purchase of electric vehicles and represent one of the largest markets for companies like Tesla. Singapore and San Francisco offering rides in self-driving taxis. Singapore was the first country to introduce self-driving taxis in 2016. These taxis were operated by Nutonomy, a technology startup that creates the software needed for self-driving cars to run, allowing consumers to order a ride in one of its taxis from a smartphone app. So far, the tests have resulted in one minor incident in which a single car collided with a truck, but there have been no injuries. General Motors is running a similar test program in San Francisco, in which it allows some of its employees to use self-driving cars for rides at no cost. This is a clever idea for testing, as the employees' technical knowledge enables them to provide valuable feedback, and their employee status makes them less likely than civilians to mention any technical flaws on social media, which could negatively influence public opinion before the technology is complete. In the future, we can expect to see more cities and countries participating in test programs for driverless public transportation systems as well. Question number 58. What will be changed by autonomous vehicles? In reality, everything that transports people or things will probably be autonomous and driverless very soon. The advancements in artificial intelligence technologies will be used to assist all types of vehicles to become self-driving. Along with cars, there will be a full range of other vehicles that will be able to go from point A to point B without a human operator. Here is just a short list of 5 of the vehicles that will be autonomous in the future. 1. Ships. Autonomous shipping vessels will be a huge advancement for the international shipping industry. In Norway, they have already developed the first environmentally friendly self-driving ship, one that has zero emissions and can go from point A to point B without assistance. The Yara Brooklund, which runs on battery power, is set to begin working in 2018, transporting fertilizer to a production plant. This autonomous ship navigates by using a GPS system, radar, camera, and sensors. It will also have electric cranes to help it with loading and unloading. 2. Tractors. Japan is one of the countries that is the most advanced in this area, and it will soon be collecting crops with the help of autonomous tractors. With government support, self-driving tractors have been developed to make farming in the country easier. In an effort to encourage the creation of such machines, Japan's Ministry of Agriculture has established safety standards. Media reports indicate that the driverless tractors could be fully operational by 2020. These tractors will maneuver by using GPS and satellites to help them identify their exact locations. The trial versions, which were released in June of 2017, have been priced at about 50% higher than current traditional tractors. A full range of self-driving tractors is expected to be released in Japan as early as 2018, when a new satellite becomes operational. 3. Airplanes. This will be the most significant development, considering that about 3.8 billion people travel on airplanes every year. It is also a change that will likely take the longest adjustment time for passengers, as many people may be hesitant to board a plane without a pilot. The advancements in computer systems and artificial intelligence will be used to assist in the takeoff and landing of these autonomous airplanes. Boeing has announced that it has been looking to test pilotless airplanes in response to the increasing numbers of travelers and decreasing numbers of pilots. It expects to begin testing in the summer of 2018. Would you be willing to fly in a plane without a pilot? I don't think I would. 4. Helicopters. Dubai was the first city to test pilotless helicopter taxis as a way to beat backed-up traffic. Regardless of a lack of guidelines or regulations, Dubai was apparently determined to be the first city to test autonomous helicopters, with the Dubai Roads and Transit Authority indicating that it would still push ahead. In this effort, Dubai's government has agreed to let German startup Volocopter run tests there in late 2017. The helicopter itself is about 2 meters, or 6.5 feet tall, with a diameter of 7 meters, or 23 feet. Autonomous air taxis, also called AAT, have been reported to be able to cruise for 30 minutes at a speed of 50 kilometers, about 31 miles per hour. As with airplanes, it will be interesting to learn how hesitant passengers will be to board these self-flying air taxis. It is likely that not many people would want to be the test passengers to find out if these pilotless helicopters are safe or not. 5. Delivery drones. Could you imagine placing an order online and having it delivered within minutes? Drones have been predicted to be the future of shopping and shipping. E-commerce giant Amazon has shown a great interest in the development of drones for shipping. When the machines work properly, they can help reduce shipping costs as well as the time it takes for delivery in urban areas. In tests done by Amazon in 2016, it took less than 15 minutes for a drone to deliver an order that would otherwise take at least a few hours or even a few days. The cost savings for both the company and the customer have been the primary motivations behind Amazon's attempted adoption of the use of drones. In fact, Domino's Pizza proved that deliveries could be made with drones in November of 2016, when it successfully used a drone to deliver a customer's order in New Zealand. However, experts have stated that they believe mass adoption of drone delivery will be held back by regulatory barriers, technical issues, and customer preference. It has been predicted that drones will become more common methods of delivery after 2020. There have also been some ethical concerns over what kinds of data the drones will collect from customers' homes. One media report claims that Amazon may use its drones to scan homes from the air in an effort to tailor its advertising to its customers. It may come down to a question of convenience versus privacy. Another drawback to drone delivery is that a large amount of people who work in the package delivery industry will be out of work. As with self-driving cars, the development and testing of other autonomous vehicles will also occur over incremental phases and will take some time. This will probably be a good thing for most passengers, as it will give them time to adjust to self-driving vehicles gradually, rather than all at once. Question number 59. What are some common self-driving car terms? Here is some of the common terminology used in regard to self-driving cars. Automated Highway System, also called AHS. This is a kind of intelligent transportation system technology designed primarily for driverless cars. Also called Smart Road, AHS will make it possible for roads to be less congested with traffic. Autonomous cars. Fully autonomous vehicles that can drive without any human input or intervention. Typically, this means that the car has no steering wheel. These cars will be connected to each other wirelessly and will be able to handle basic traffic patterns, including the ability to navigate roundabouts and interpret traffic lights correctly. Central computer. This is where all the information collected by the sensors is analyzed. The central computer is also responsible for the steering, acceleration, and braking of the vehicle. GPS. GPS, which stands for Global Positioning System, uses satellites, tachometers, altimeters, and gyroscopes to allow the vehicle's location to be pinpointed to within 1.9 meters, about 6 feet. Infrared camera. This camera picks up infrared beams that are shown through the headlights to better equip the self-driving car for driving at night. Lane guidance. Self-driving vehicles are able to stay within their own lanes through the use of sophisticated cameras located on the rearview mirror. These cameras can monitor lane markings and differentiate them from the road surface. LIDAR. LIDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging. It consists of a laser-based variation on radar technologies. A LIDAR-equipped tool is typically attached to the roof of a vehicle, providing it with uninterrupted 360-degree views of the travel environment. Radar. Radar systems are used to detect any objects that might be in the road. Radar, which stands for Radio Detection and Ranging, uses radio waves to help self-driving cars to monitor their surroundings. Semi-autonomous cars. These are cars that are somewhat autonomous, but can still take or require human input. Current examples of semi-autonomous cars include the Tesla Model S and the Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Sensors. Sensors can be used to detect any number of different factors that might better enable a self-driving car to operate within its surroundings. This might include sensors for weather patterns, road conditions, or the presence of pedestrians or obstacles in the vehicle's path, among other things. Stereo vision. This refers to the two 3D cameras on the windshield of the self-driving vehicle that help to watch for obstructions in the road ahead. Wheel encoders. These are sensors located on the wheels of a self-driving vehicle that help track its speed as it moves. Question number 60. What are some recommended resources to learn more about self-driving cars? There are currently many resources from which you can obtain more information about self-driving cars. Here are some of the ones that I recommend. Book. Driverless, Intelligent Cars, and the Road Ahead. Written by Hod Lipson and Melba Kerman and published by MIT Press, this book offers great insights into the world of self-driving cars and surrounding issues. It is not very technical, so it is an easy read for anyone interested in learning about autonomous vehicle technologies, as well as their impacts on politics and other areas of daily life. You can get the book Driverless, Intelligent Cars, and the Road Ahead at Amazon.com. Resources on the impacts of self-driving cars on cities. If you work for a city or are simply interested in the ways that cities can adapt to self-driving car technologies, I recommend following the Global Initiative on Autonomous Vehicles for Cities, created by Bloomberg Philanthropies and the Aspen Institute. Free lectures on self-driving cars. MIT has a great collection of lectures, PowerPoint presentations, and guest talks in its class, Deep Learning for Self-Driving Cars. You can access the material for free at selfdrivingcars.mit.edu. I also recommend subscribing to and following Professor Lex Friedman's YouTube channel, where he shares interesting lectures on self-driving cars. You can find his channel at youtube.com by searching for Lex Friedman. That's LexFriedman. Technical resources. If you want to learn about the technologies behind the creation of self-driving cars or are interested in working in the field yourself, Udacity has an innovative curriculum that was designed with some of the top players in the companies creating autonomous vehicles. Sebastian Thrun, who founded Google's self-driving car program, is the director of this program, which offers a nano degree. You can find it at udacity.com. That's UDACITY.com.